Y'all is sweet, y'all is Southern, but is it necessary? A new commentary in The Atlantic makes the case for why we all need y'all. Van Newkirk II is a staff writer at The Atlantic and brings us this commentary.
How y'all doing? A greeting as Southern as a bowl of grits. It rolls off the tongue in a single open mouth utterance. It's sweeter than honey and often saturated with hidden meaning. Y'all can open up a dialogue with a room full of strangers with ease. Part of that ease hinges on the incredible versatility of the phrase's most important word, y'all. That strange regional and ethnic conjunction offers a simplicity to speech that can't be found elsewhere. It is a magnificently elegant linguistic creation. There are no distinct second-person plural pronouns in modern standard English. Ye once served that purpose. A good look at the King James Version of the Bible can give a good sense of the usage. Ye are the light of the world, Jesus told a crowd in Galilee. But nowadays, ye and some other fun Middle English pronouns have fallen by the wayside, except at medieval times and in fantasy novels. Even thou, the etymologically informal brother of you, fell off the linguistic map around the 17th century, which, thanks to the abandonment of the formal-informal system of pronouns influenced by French, leaves us with one word, you, that pronoun of all trades. You is all we English speakers have to refer to any person or group or large crowd, regardless of status or size. How did this happen? Anyone who's used English in any capacity knows that you is a sorry excuse for a plural pronoun. Imagine the confusion of walking into a crowded room and yelling, you need to listen up. Who would everyone assume you were referring to? How could they tell? This is some terribly inefficient language, and it's high time for a fix. You guys isn't sufficient as a national solution. Firstly, we live in an era of increased scrutiny and consideration over the gender of pronouns that we use, especially as feminism and trans activism expand and shape languages. They is entering the picture as a formal gender-neutral singular and plural pronoun. And although guys has lost some of its masculine connotation in the English language by proximity to you, it's still a word that immediately connotes a group of men. Plus, it's just a damn clunky way to speak. There's no flow to it, and the slang nature of guys makes it ill-suited for formal speeches or addresses. I say to you guys today, my friends, though, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Take some gravitas away from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., no? Even in the realm of slang, you guys isn't really all that cool, conjuring visions of the Fonz in his leather jacket, hey, or Eric Cartman, the only person to successfully get away with you guys and sound cool was Sloth. And very few people will ever be as awesome as Sloth. Which is why we need y'all. It doesn't suffer from having the gender implications or general lameness of you guys. It sounds elegant, warm, and inviting. It offers both economy and an end to second-person ambiguity. Teaching in schools across the country. Mouth it to babies. Put it on end-of-grade test. Let's give y'all its rightful place in language proper. Y'all hiring? Y'all okay? The possibilities are endless, and a simple substitution could actually solve a real problem in modern English that will only grow as we continue to examine how gender works in language. It could provide a better and gender-neutral word. It could relieve you of the impossible task of ostensibly functioning in so many roles, and maybe even along the way ease some of the regional and racial stigmatization of language and slang. It's worth a shot, y'all.